Hello, and welcome to Besotted Geek. I'm Stork, but I'd rather be Ezra Miller. Wait, no, strike that. I'd rather be Michael Keaton, a Batman. And let's kick off this week's show, like we always do, with the box office. I've got the top 10, actually. Number one, The Flash, $55.7 million, first week out. I don't know. I don't know what to think about that. It seems low for a first weekend for a superhero movie, but considering all the shit around Ezra Miller, it seems like okay. But then considering the what I've seen, just glowing reviews of the movie, it seems low again. So I don't know what to make of it. I guess it's a good first week. It doesn't seem good to me. 55 seems low. This is all domestic, of course. So it may have made, I'm sure it made more worldwide if it was released all worldwide at once. I don't know how that works. I think with a superhero movie of this scale, you're really looking for $100 million in your first weekend, aren't you? That's crazy. I don't know. I feel like I'm programmed to think, like, man, if you don't get $100 million in the first few days, it's trouble. And if you don't get like half a billion, that's a bit of a failure. I don't know if that's the case anymore post-COVID, but that's what's programmed in me, thanks to Marvel. Anyway, number two, Elemental. It's a new movie also, $29.6 million from Walt Disney Studios Motion Pictures. I don't know what this is. It looks like a Pixar-y animation thing. I looked it up briefly. Earth, Wind, and Fire might be involved. I don't know. Third, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, another $27.2 million. For a total of $279, and that's doing good. Chugging along. I haven't seen it yet. I want to see it. I will when it comes to streaming. Transformers Rise of the Beasts is in fourth with $20.7 million for a total of $101 million. 2 weeks, dropping to fourth after 2 weeks. That seems troublesome to me. Again, that $100 million used to be like blockbuster, best movie, or highest grossing movie of the year type number. It's not anymore. And for something as big as Transformers, it seems odd that it's dropped to fourth after 2 weeks only and only has $100 million. So, I don't know. Little Mermaid came in fifth with $11 million for a total of $253. In sixth place, another new movie, The Blackening, $6 million. And I had to look this one up, too. I hadn't heard of it before. Lionsgate is the distributor. It seems like a dark comedy horror. A group of black friends go to, I think, a cabin in the woods type thing. And there's the trope. The tagline I thought was pretty clever. It was like, we can't all die first. So I think that's pretty funny. And other than that basic premise, I don't know what's going on. Somebody's hunting them down, a killer in the woods type thing. I think it's in the woods. I keep saying that. I'm pretty sure it is. Anyway, moving on. Guardians of the Galaxy comes in at seventh. Volume 3, of course. Another $5 million for $344. That's a good showing. At eighth, The Boogeyman. $3 million for $32 million. And I think I praised this last time for being like, it's a horror movie. $30 million is pretty good. I don't know if even $30 million is pretty good for a horror movie. It's based on a Stephen King book. I think there was a bit of hype about this, so it's only been out 3 weeks, but it's going down. So I don't know. If it can get to 50, I think that's pretty good. I don't know that it will, but I also don't know how much a movie like that costs to make. It's not a huge budget blockbuster comic book movie where they had to spend $200 million on CGI, I would assume. I don't even know who's in it, so I don't know that they're paying actors like exorbitant amounts of money. So, hey, maybe 32 is great. Coming in ninth, Fast X made another $2 million for $142. That seems low to me. And in 10th, Asteroid City, another new number one. It's not a comic book. It's a new movie this week, $840,000. Caveat being it was only in six theaters. This is the new Wes Anderson movie. Quirky. He's so quirky. I have a hate-love relationship with Wes Anderson movies. When they hit for me, they hit. When they don't, they really don't. I probably dislike them more than like them. I also get them confused with Paul Thomas Anderson. I think there's another Anderson that does cheesy shit. Maybe that's Paul Thomas. I don't think so. I don't know. But I'm just not a huge Wes Anderson fan. Like I think he's the guy that did Rushmore, right? I didn't really like Rushmore. I don't care about the Royal Tenenbaums. I never saw it, but I don't care to. Bottle Rocket, was that him? I never saw that either. I see parts of it. I don't think it's that good. The one I did see, I was kind of forced to, was Grand Budapest Hotel, and I did enjoy that. It was when I went to the Oscar movies way back when, and you pretty much saw every Oscar-nominated picture, and I thought it was enjoyable, pretty fun. Quirky, of course, because that's what he does. I just get kind of sick of the gimmick. I Love Dogs, is that him? I'm just throwing out movies now. I have no idea if they're Wes Anderson movies, but they feel like it. So, yeah, it's a limited release, probably just L.A. and New York, and it'll go to the general public soon, I'm sure, and make more than that. But how much more? I doubt it'll make a big amount of money. It's just kind of the artsy movie that gets a lot of pub and gets nominated for stuff that people don't see. So that's it for the top 10. Getting to know you. I didn't really, I haven't done much since last time. I'm not sick, so there's that. But I really don't have anything interesting to talk about other than I'll just bring up that we did a movie podcast, The Wife and I, Peacock, recently, the last weekend, and we talked about, the main gist of it was Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. We also discussed comics, new number ones like The Void Rivals, that was the big one last week, Black Panther number one. We watched Extraction 2 with Thor. And Strange New Worlds, the first episode of that, we discussed that on that show. So if you're interested in any of that stuff, you can head on over to Besotted Geek. That's not right. Podbean.com/Besotted Geek. And that's pretty much it. And as far as new stuff I watched last week, well, it was Extraction 2 and Strange New Worlds. So I already discussed it on that show. I'm not going to repeat it over here. So if you want to hear about it, you know where to go. Now it's time for everybody's favorite segment, some sports ball. And let's start with the U.S. Open because this is a golf podcast, obviously. We actually put a few wagers in this week, Peacock and I. And I'm happy to report that we didn't win anything. I think we broke even about. I forget what we had. I picked Ricky Fowler to win it. After the first day, we looked at the leaderboard. I think it was the first day. So we got to see where the players were at and things like that, and looked at the leaderboard and whatnot. And everything I bet on was, you bet a little to win more. It wasn't, I'm betting more to win less. So that's just how I roll. Most of the bets are like that anyway, because it's pretty hard to predict even after the first round. So, yeah, I took Fowler. He was tied for the lead, plus 650. So basically it's 100 to win 650, or as I made it, $1 to win $1 or 650. So all my bets were like a buck. Just wanted to try it out. And we had a couple winners and a few losers. And I think it all equaled out, but it was an okay tournament. Wyndham Clark won it at 10 under, and after the first day I think the leader was 10 under. So what was interesting, I think the guy in second or third said, he was interviewed, I forget who it was, and he said I think 10 under is going to win it, and I was like, holy shit, but that's what the score is right now. But that the course gets harder as the week went on. It dried out. They put the pins in a much more difficult positions. But still, it's really pretty shitty to have a U.S. Open won by 10 under. Usually, they should be even par, minus 2-ish, to win it. They're supposed to be hard. But all the players are so prima donnas nowadays that they're like, oh, I don't, it makes me look bad if I shoot over par. And who cares if you're the winner and you shoot plus 2 on the whole week? What's the difference? You won. So I don't like that mentality. It humanizes them because it makes them look like Joe Average on the weekends on a easy course, I guess. And they don't like that. Well, fuck you. Just go out and shoot your best score. And if you're the winner at plus 10, who cares? You won it. You're still the best golfer for that event. So I don't get that. And although LA Country Club, kind of an ugly course. I don't like seeing downtown cities in the background of a golf course. I like the nature. I like when you're seeing a golf course on TV. I like the Masters, where it's all just green and pink and little streams and things like that. And you don't know that you're near a city or anything like that. I don't want to see skyscrapers. I think it's, and the course itself, I get it. It gets browned out. That's intentional. They don't water it because that makes it harder and more difficult to play. So I don't fault it that much for that, but it was just not visually pleasing to watch. My biggest gripe, though, was on the early rounds. I didn't watch Thursday, but I watched Friday on Peacock, and I don't know who this guy is. I guess he's famous, Chris Vernon. I think he's a basketball guy. He's got a podcast. I'm sure he's very successful, but he doesn't know shit about golf, and it was so annoying. It was just like his voice is grating. When I watch golf, I want like a calming experience, and basically it was him and some other dude who was a golfer, and they're in a set, and they're watching the USA coverage. I guess USA got to broadcast it normally, although I heard terrible things about that too. Like there was static throughout a lot of the presentation, and they're just watching it and talking. And I'm like, they would go to holes every once in a while, but they wouldn't show, like, Ricky Fowler he got the lead. And I saw one shot over like five holes of his while he had the lead and had overtaken the leader. That's not acceptable. You have to stay with the guy who's leading I want to see every shot of that. So it was just bad, and he was just terrible at it. So I don't know like how USA and Peacock and NBC got the US Open, but they should lose it. Based on their coverage from what I saw on Sunday and Saturday, it was more normal. They had Dan Hicks in the booth, which is their version of Jim Nance, basically. So that was fine. He's pretty good. And they had some other guys, you know, walking the course and things like that. And it was okay, but even the picture wasn't as good to me. I just think CBS knows how to broadcast golf. And they should probably have every major at the very least. I think they have like every tournament every week other than this one. So it was overall a pretty forgettable US Open to me. Just a lot of things I didn't like about it more than what I liked about it. Even the winner, Wyndham Clark, they just go on about how he lost his mother. And we already got that story around Mother's Day. And that's when it hit home. And it was hard hitting. And people didn't know him because I think that was the first event he won. So that was poignant. And then they kept bringing it up here. And it's like, okay, we already heard this. And it's when he brings it up, that's fine. But when the announcers keep bringing it up and talking about it, it just seems forced. Like, that's all you have to say about this guy. So, yeah, it just wasn't that good. Cannot recommend. Also in sports ball, though, we have a couple of championships were won. The Las Vegas Golden Knights won the Stanley Cup over the Florida Panthers 4-1, while Canada looked on and wept. Think about it. A team from Florida, a team from the desert of America, playing for the beloved Stanley Cup. It doesn't seem right to me either. Las Vegas Golden Knights, what the hell? I don't care, really, because you can play hockey anywhere now. But it goes on way too long. You should not be playing in June. They need to start earlier and end sooner. It just doesn't make sense. And also basketball, the Denver Nuggets won the NBA championship over the Miami Heat 4-1 also. I didn't even know who was playing. I don't really care about the NBA. I was shocked a little bit that it was Miami and Denver. I thought it was Golden State, but Denver, they have similar colors. I guess Denver hasn't won in a long time, maybe. I don't know. So that's something. But yeah, basketball, not my jam. Used to be, but now I probably couldn't tell you where 10% of the teams play. Moving on to our final bit of sports ball. Some other scores from the weekend. 4-5, 0-5, and 2-5. All right. Time for everybody's favorite segment. Well, Peacock's when she's here, but it's nerd news. And not too much in the nerd news development from, again, we just recorded our big show, so I had a lot of stuff for that. But the last couple days, a couple trailers dropped. Kraven the Hunter trailer starring Aaron Taylor Johnson. I believe he's Kick-Ass. And also the MCU's short-lived Quicksilver. And Russell Crowe, surprisingly, in this movie. Surprising to me, because I don't really follow... I haven't followed this Kraven the Hunter thing. I watched the trailer. I don't know. I don't get why Sony makes movies about secondary villains or anti-heroes. This seems like more of like a... should have been a maybe a short series of some sort if they had a streaming service. Do they? Are they affiliated with anybody? I don't know. But they're affiliated with Marvel. I didn't know Kraven was like supernatural. Like he gets some lion blood in him and then he can... He's like the Beastmaster, but he also moves around like almost like a vixen character. So that was odd. And then it shows Rhino turning into a rhino, and that's not right. So overall, I'm nonplussed by this. Will I see it? Sure. Again, in a theater? Hell no. There's no way I would spend money on this thing. I just want Kraven the Hunter to be hunting Spider-Man, and eventually they may get there, but I don't really care about him otherwise. I think his backstory could have been in a 5-minute thing in a Spider-Man movie, really, and that would have been fine with that. So it's kind of a pass for me. Other one, One Piece. It's coming to Netflix. Oh, that movie's coming out in October, by the way. Netflix, August 30th for One Piece. Watch this trailer. I had no idea this was coming out either. It is based on the manga, hugely popular manga. I don't know if it's still going on, but I think there's roughly 8,000 chapters of it. It's pretty big. And it looked kind of fun. It's kind of cool and different. It's about pirates, but it's got that manga anime quirkiness to it. So yeah, it piqued my interest, and I really should read that manga because it's a big one. So maybe I'll pick that up after I finish something else. I just finished Death Note not too long ago. That could be my new one. I should look into it. At least get the first one and see how it is. So maybe I'll report back about that one, but it looks okay in a fun kind of way. All right, let's move on to what's coming soon. By soon, I mean this week. And I don't know if I talked about it already before, but Secret Invasion is coming out June 22nd to Disney Plus, and that is, as of this recording, 2 days away. So that's on Thursday, and that's exciting. I think that looks pretty good. From what I remember watching the trailer way back when, I was pretty excited about this one. I'm more excited about this than some of the movies. So that's entertaining. I don't know what the release is going to be, if it's going to be a kind of a all at once or weekly thing. I can't remember what Disney did with the Marvel stuff. Was it weekly? I don't think I watched it weekly, but it might have been released that way. I know the Star Wars stuff is weekly, so that seems to be the trend nowadays, other than Netflix, and I wouldn't be shocked to see them adopt it too. Also coming out June 23rd to Max, Evil Dead Rise, the movie. It's and I didn't know that it was originally just supposed to be a streaming movie, but they threw it in the theaters. What the hell? And probably made them a nice chunk of change there, and then they'll have it on their streaming service and hopefully pick up some more viewers. I'll be watching it on there, and I wasn't too hip on this movie when it came out, but I'm definitely going to watch it. So that's an exciting Friday release. And golf. We got to talk golf. Travelers Championship this week, June 22nd through 25th on CBS. Thank God. And also the Golf Channel. The Thursday and Friday stuff, I think, is Golf Channel, and Saturday, Sunday is CBS. So I usually only watch most of the second round, half of Sunday. So that's where I'll be. And that about does it. This is a quick one. Like I said, when we record the movie episode, I grab everything I can, and that kind of limits what I talk about the following week. But that's all I got for today. Hope you enjoy. You can follow me on Twitter at BesideGeekPod. You can email us, BesideGeek@gmail.com. I'll read letters on here. I have, and I will. And even if you don't want to be published, but you have like a a bit of news that you want me to discuss or a suggestion or something like that, shoot me a DM on Twitter or an email, and I'll be sure to try and do it. Website, besottedgeek.com for drink recipes mostly. tpublic.com/user/besottedgeek for some logos. Patreon.com/besottedgeek to hear about Star Trek. Well, yeah, actually all the Star Trek episodes are on there. And Empire Strikes Back this week, coming out soon. It's not out yet. Don't look for it yet. I still have to edit it. It's 3+ hours. So it's probably our average. We've gone way over a couple times this year, but I'd say we average around 3.5 hours on the monthly movie episodes. And I do play video games, but I have not been on twitch.tv/besottedgeek in a while, admittedly, but we'll see. I'm still playing Zelda. Zelda has my attention, full attention. And until, God, I don't know, because, yeah, I think next game I'll probably get the Star Wars game. But then again, Spider-Man 2 is right around the corner. We'll see. But I'll definitely play one of those on the old Twitch.tv via PlayStation 5. Probably not on camera. I'm camera shy. Not really. I just think it's more comfortable to play from the couch. So that's where I'll be doing that. Anyway, that's it for me. Have a good day and week, and I will talk to you next time. See ya.